Today's Mishnah in Masechet Yadayim is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So we've been talking about the amount of water in our first Mishnah, and then we were talking about the Natla, which is the secret to the Tilat Yadayim and the Chashivas of the Kli, in our second Mishnah. And now let's talk about the water itself in our third Mishnah. Hamayim shenifsilu mishtiyata behima bekelim psulim, but bekarkaot kisherim. So remember, we have two different types of ways of being machshir yadayim that are tumeim. And the tumeya atuma de yadayim, of course, as we've spoken about, is entirely a derabbanan concept. So how are they koveya making those yadayim tahorot? Well, obviously, they're not going to be more machmer on the adayim than on your entire body, right? So if your body really was tumei, midiraisa, you could go to a mikveh, and that would take off that tuma. So if the rabbanan were machadish a tuma just on the adayim, it would be completely inconsistent to say that you can't dip those hands into a mikveh that would be kosher for being metayer your entire body. But the truth is that that is a completely different set of dinim, because you're obviously not going to change for the yadayim the dinim of the mikveh. So if the mikveh is a general mikveh that is kosher, and a mikveh that has water that is not roi for an animal to drink is still a kosher mikveh. So if it would be water that was mineral water, that was over, it was full of hydrogen sulfide or whatever, that would still be kosher. But when it came to being koveya, the din of the mayim, in the natla, which is the idea of netilat yadayim versus tfilat yadayim, and this is such a different type of mitzvah that we have two different brachas for it. One is al netilat yadayim, and one is al tfilat yadayim, and the dinim are different. So if you have water that is not kosher for, not kosher, I mean, an animal wouldn't drink from it because it doesn't smell good, or because it's very bitter, or because it's overly salted. Those are things that are not kosher for netilat yadayim, but they are kosher for tfilat yadayim, because we're certainly not going to be more machmir on the yadayim than we would on the entire guf. How about if nafal letochon dio, or kumus, or kankantom? How about if something discolored the water? So now, it doesn't look like water anymore. Nishtanu marehem. And now it's got a completely different color to it. You remember this is the kankantom would be the cupric sulfate. So it makes it look different. It looks black, or it could be looking red. All of this would be pasal, the water. And therefore, for netilat yadayim, it would be puzzle. But again, it's only puzzle for the natla. But if something is kosher for tefilas haguf in certain cases, so then as long as it's kosher as a mikvah, it would also be kosher for a tefilas yadayim for sure. How about if the water was used for melacha? It then loses its din of water for netilas yadayim. So let's say that you used this water essentially for air conditioning, right? So it was used as one of those sprayer things, you know, which the energy that's lost in having it evaporate cools the area. So that is no longer water. It's been set aside as some industrial chemical. I mean, it happens to be identical with water, but you put it into a hydraulic lift, it's no longer water. And therefore, if you used it for something other than its actual water identity, it's not water anymore. Or, for that matter, if you were shara behen pito, if you even just soaked your bread in it, and you want to use this water to soften your bread, so then it would be possible, even though it's not going to affect the whole thing, but since you looked at this water as softener rather than as water, it would be considered to be pasul. That's the way that most learn this psul, because, I mean, it's not so poshut that it's because of the use of something else, because the Rambam understands that the problem is that it's more like drain water. And we'll see that just something that is used for shofchim, used it to wash your dishes or something like that. We're going to be talking about that. That's considered to be shofchim and not mayim that were properly set aside by the Chachomim as the type of water that is mechubat to use for kiddush netilas yadayim. So the Rambam learns this is the same idea. So once you're using it for dipping things into, then it's much more like washing your dishes with it. But as I said, the other Mefarshim understand it to be related to the previous idea of the psul of melacha. Shimaon hatimani omer. Now this is a very strange language. Afilu nitkaven lishrot bazev in afal sheni ksherim. I mean, you would think the correct thing to say is that even in a case where it accidentally fell into something else, it would be pasul. But to say where accidentally he was mechaven to put the bread into one glass and instead it fell into another glass, it's kosher, then the word afilu doesn't make any sense. And in fact, the Rosh changes the girsa, takes out the word afilu, and says, I agree that if you dip your bread in it, that that's not considered to be kosher. But did I stop the recording and start a new recording? I don't remember. I think I did. I forgot to turn on the other recordings. I didn't press all the right buttons. Barneo, what's with you? I thought it's your presence that makes me nervous. You're supposed to be a help. So in this case, the afilu does not seem to add up. Now, there are attempts to make it add up by the Achronim that are Mefarish the Mishnah. I'd much prefer to stick with the Rush, but just to do you justice, who deserve to be able to see the way everybody attempts to make the Mishnah work, is that there's a diak in the Tanakhama, because since it says afilu shara, shara means that you went out to be shara. So therefore, the diak was that it requires your intent to be shara. But if you didn't have intent to be shara, so then it would be kosher. So Shimon HaTemani says, well, even if you had kavana to be shara, but you didn't have kavana to be shara in this mayim, you had in kavana to be shara in that mayim, and it fell into this mayim, you'd think that that would be called kavana according to the Tanakhama? No, that would not be called kavana, and even that would be kosher. So, okay, it's based, obviously, on an analysis of the implication of what the Tanakhama said. So, but at least that way, the word afilu would add up. Mishnah Dalet in Perek Rishon of Yadayim. Now, suppose you washed your dishes with it. So, hidiach bahem et hakelim. Then it's pasul. So, as I mentioned earlier, according to Rambam, this is a different nekuda. Because it says this turns it into drain water. And therefore, it's included in shofchim. So, the last case that we had before about Shara Pito, the Rambam learns is transitional between the first Mishnah, meaning the third Mishnah and the fourth Mishnah. But others learn that this is also considered to be a continuation of the same concept, using it for other purposes. So if you used it to wash your dishes, oh, shemicha bahen et hamidot, or let's say you had things that had been used to measure wine or something. So it leaves a little bit of discoloration in it, and it's not mamish dirty, but even so, it would be puzzle for netilas yadayim. But if you used it to wash things that were completely clean, so let's say somebody buys in the store, he buys a brand new, beautiful natla. Now he fills that natla with water. Is that going to be called water that you washed your kalim with? So if it was completely clean, either it was new or it had just come out of the dishwasher, so then that type of rinse is not considered to be possible for netilas yadayim. That's like a super duper clean, which doesn't possible. It's not, obviously, if the idea is that it's shofchim, that makes a heck of a lot of sense. Rabbi Yossi, however, he says, look, the bottom line is that you are using it for a different purpose. So again, this is the way the Rambam would understand it. So even though it's not dirty, but we're not talking about the psul that's being dirty. We're talking about the psul of using this water for purposes that are not related to Negilas Yadayim. And since you've used it for the purpose, yes, I understand it's completely clean, but that's irrelevant. That's like saying my hydraulic pump is completely clean. And therefore, if I take the water out of my hydraulic pump and I put it into these cups, it should now be kosher for the Negilas Yadayim. But that doesn't follow, says Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, it would be possible even in terms of a chadashim. So he would be actually being machazik, the other approach that there are cases where even clean water would be viewed as dishwater, but because of the fact that it was used for malacha. According to Rambam, it sort of adds up very, very sweetly.